From the protectors of the internet, the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, it's the PKO Podcast.
Welcome to the PKO Podcast. My name is Kagan, and today Ryan and I will be discussing Safer Internet Day. Ryan, how's it going?
It's going good, Kagan. Great topic that we have this month, and hopefully a lot of good information again, so it's good to be back here.
Yeah, I'm excited here too, but of course, before we dive in, we have our joke of the week. Are you prepared?
I am prepared, Kagan. Let's have it.
All right, so why did the computer go to art school?
Why did the computer go to art school? I do not know, Kagan.
Well, it's to improve its graphic skills.
Graphic skills. I was going to, as it went along, I something graphic design or graphic skills related I figured was coming, so.
You know, I tried to find a way to get the graphic card in there, but it wasn't going to work out today.
So, a good way to get us started.
Absolutely. So, Safer Internet Day took place on February 6th. The international campaign raises awareness about various internet safety issues and encourages everyone to come together and play their part in improving the internet. The global theme this year for Safer Internet Day 2024 is Together for a Better Internet, and the ICAC focus this year is parenting tips for online safety.
Yeah, so Safer Internet Day is really a good time for families to, as we say, start the conversation about online safety. And that's an important takeaway, I think, is it's important for us as parents or those that oversee children to really do that, to start that conversation. Because if we wait for children to start that conversation, oftentimes it's not going to happen. So we really encourage you to get out there and start these conversations about online safety with kids and just how they're actually using the internet. So it's important to make that conversation and be open with children, talking about your own use of technology and how you deal with challenges. So we can really relate to children by sharing some of the things that maybe we do online or our social media use and how we do it safely and passing some of those same values on to our children. I think these should be frequent discussions. They don't have to be long discussions at all, but frequent, shorter discussions about online safety when the opportunity rises can be really impactful with children. Though it doesn't always seem like it, children are definitely listening. So, you know, giving them short messages that they can take away about online safety goes a long ways to protecting them online.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. And this is kind of something we've really been building towards in our last handful of podcasts. You know, we speak about these important open conversations, and that can range, right? We've talked about that bits and bobs of online activity, app use, general questions that might come up about how to be safe while navigating the online world, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, through the last several podcasts we've had, we've tried to highlight some of these applications that are out there and bring some of the nuances of those applications while also passing along safety messages that we can to our children. So, you know, talking to them not just about the applications they're using and some of the safety aspects, but also taking those conversations as an opportunity to better educate ourselves as parents or adults in the community goes a long ways towards protecting children. So while you're going to ask your children general questions, encourage them to also ask you questions, I think, back too. So if they have concerns, you're addressing the concerns they have while also addressing your safety message that you're providing to them.
No, that's a really great point to bring up. And a great tool that was shared this year comes through a company called Connect Safely, who acted as the official U.S. coordinator of Safer Internet Day itself. Connect Safely is a Silicon Valley, California-based nonprofit organization that is dedicated to educating people about online safety, privacy, security, and digital wellness. And the interesting tidbit is that their resources include research-based safety tips for parents, such as parent guidebooks, advice, news, and commentary, really on all aspects of tech use and policy. And really the great piece that stands out for us is that they offer in-depth guides and quick guides too for, you know, our parents, our educators, youth, and even our policymakers, along with resources for seniors and other adults. And these online safety topics really range from some of the more recent up-to-date stuff like generative AI to the basics of what is media literacy, critical thinking, and more.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think when we talk about Connect Safely, one of the things that you mentioned there is the vast array of information that they provide for parents or others for online safety for children. So it's not just providing information about applications, but it gives us guidebooks and it gives us different safety tips, not just overall safety tips, but related specific to certain applications that maybe children are on and how we can go about protecting them on those applications. So I think Connect Safety really brings that whole kind of scope of what we're looking for when it comes to protecting children by providing that information to us that we can go back and review and then share some of the stuff that we learn with our children to keep them safe.
Yeah, and I was taking some time to review those resources that we're talking about, those that are really important for us to take the time to read up ourselves, as well as maybe push our kiddos to go take a look for those that are a little bit older. But there's a pretty vast sum of parental guides there, from Twitch to Snapchat. It really seems like this is up there for our typical recommended parental tools, kind of near to Common Sense Media, which is a pretty weighty recommendation from us. But maybe we should dive into an example. Thoughts on that, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that you mentioned there, I think, with the media guides that you were talking about was Twitch. So we can look at Twitch as kind of an example of just some of the resources that Connect Safely offers there. So if we go to Connect Safely's Twitch guide for parents, it highlights a lot of things. It shows us exactly what Twitch is. So if my child wants to be on an application like Twitch, and I'm completely unfamiliar with it, it gives me a good overall definition of what Twitch is, so I can get a better understanding about the application. It talks to me about what streamers are on Twitch, and it talks to me about Twitch community. So it gives me a good broad overview, but also goes in depth into some of the areas that Twitch offers and what I need to be concerned about as a parent and how I can keep my child safe on that. So not only does it walk through kind of that initial process and description and sign up process, but it also provides us with a link to their safety center. So Twitch has its own safety center, and it provides us with a link that we can go out and navigate to review their safety information. And it also goes farther to give us some recommended precautions for the app, such as, you know, what inappropriate content may be, how to go about avoiding predators or grooming behaviors while on Twitch, and also privacy considerations. So for these applications, I think that can sometimes be intimidating for us as parents or mentors to youth in the community. These resources that are provided by Connect Safely, with these direct directly going to an application to get that information, can be a great resource to us to learn about the application and learn in depth about how to keep children safe on it.
No, certainly. That's definitely been a barrier I've seen before, is sometimes, you know, our children pick up lingo from the apps that they use. And, you know, it's always really great to hear that there are opportunities and ways to learn, like maybe dive into that. You know, I kind of enjoyed clicking through the family tech page on Connect Safely. The interesting tidbit about it is that it really acts as a hub for these social media guides and gaming guides, right? If we're looking to see a little bit more about Twitch or TikTok. And one of the write-ups that really stood out to me was the Tech for Tots parental guide. They kind of discussed recommendations for children ranging from the pre-18 months to 2 years, 2 to 5, 6 to 10, and so forth. And really, it offers some recommendations from no screen time at all outside of video calls with family for our pre-18-month-year-olds to kind of co-viewing and more. And one of the best examples that I read as I was going through was labeled as the Do As I Do Doctrine. And it was something that seems pretty put forward and supported by aspects of research, where it looks at self-modeling as a way, and it's something that we've recommended here at the PKO podcast, but it's kind of putting a snazzy title to it, to that practice. And basically, it's just, you want to model the behavior you'd like to see with your children. So if it's no screens at the dinner table, or when someone talks to you, you set your device aside just to show that aspect of respect and no non-need for dependence, that regulation is just a great way to direct online safety.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we talked about before, I think every situation is different for every child. And the content that is maybe appropriate for one 9 or 10-year-old child maybe is not appropriate for another 9 or 10-year-old child, based on the fact that our children, as we know, mature at a much different pace. But, you know, providing the resources like the Family Tech page does to, you know, give some appropriate and age-appropriate recommendations for what can be occurring, and just providing us with some tips. And maybe we have 2 or 3 things that have worked for us, but we want to continue to expand on that toolbox that we have to keep our children safely. Going in and taking a look at some of these things here provides with some really good recommendations and ideas of just how we can expand those safety conversations and expand our and model our own behavior to provide a foundation and an example for children to follow when it comes to digital platforms and the use of social media.
Mm-hmm. And that can always be, you know, somewhat difficult to think about, like, how are we going to approach it? And that's where I think Connect Safely does a pretty good job without putting too much burden on yourself. A lot of these reads don't take more than maybe 5-10 minutes. Some of the guides have pretty straightforward language that we appreciate. But Ryan, one of the things I was thinking was, is there anything we should know about this past Safer Internet Day?
Yeah, so, you know, as far as Safer Internet goes, one of the campaigns that I think was really out there too is this First Device campaign that took place through Safer Internet Day 2. So that campaign really aims to educate families about that milestone moment, kind of when we introduce the child to their first electronic device. And that's a big step for us as parents, sometimes introducing those devices to our children with all of the, you know, dangers that we know the internet can pose for them. So that's a big step for us, but it's also a kind of a milestone moment and an exciting moment, as it should be for a child. So that First Device campaign uses animated videos and digital parenting toolkits to kind of open communications up about online safety and using technology responsibly, but it also empowers parents to instill good cyber habits and values of respect and kindness from that first moment when they introduce a phone or tablet to their child. So really it hits on when we first put that into a child's hands, taking those skill sets and putting them into place right away. And they built that campaign around a framework of a single word, and that word is SLOW. So that acronym of SLOW breaks down into each of the four letters representing something about the safety message that we can pass to children. So the S kind of stands for safety first. So prioritizing safety by setting up parental controls, discussing online risks. The L stands for life skills, ensuring that your child is developing skills of resilience, critical thinking, and kindness before they start online. The O is open dialogue, encouraging your child to tell you if anything that they see online makes them feel uncomfortable. And then the W is watching together, staying engaged in your child's online life, as we often talk about, making sure that we're staying engaged and focused on what they're doing by really becoming their coach or their cyber coach. And we can co-watch with them, we can co-play, co-celebrate their own online discoveries with us. So using that SLOW acronym really takes that First Device campaign and provides us again with a whole new tool set here of things that we can do to protect our children.
Yeah, that sounds really great, Ryan. Thank you for sharing that acronym with SLOW, and it's definitely something to keep in consideration as we continue to pursue wellness and safety for our kids while they're online. Well, for folks listening, as always, please feel free to reach out with any questions you may have, and as always, stay safe.